name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One and Other Project by Anthony Gourley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 8th of September 2009 and the time is 3:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Mag Sanders, I'm 40 and I'm from Wigan.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
I have, yeah. Yeah, came down, left home about 7:30. Yeah, got here about 11:30 and then drove into Trafalgar Square. Yeah, a bit early, about 1:30.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
No, it's because I've watched it a lot on the web, but when you see it up close, it's a lot, it's just like, it's massive, it's a lot different, it's really good. Exciting, yeah, it's really good.
How are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Bit nervous because I'm scared of heights, but I'm hoping once I get in that, if I can get off the cherry picker, I'll be fine. I'm worried more about that than the plinth, I think. Yeah, but because I'm determined to do it, so I'll get up there. Bit nervous, but I'll be fine.
And from the things that you've seen online, what have you thought so far?
Oh, some have been hilarious, really funny. Some have been really serious and, you know, everybody doing their own art thing, the poems and the speeches. But there's also been some funny stuff, dressing up and some nakedness. It's been really fun, yeah, watching it. It's been good. Leading up to it, you know, watching my time slot on different days, seeing what other people do and how many people are about at that time at night, it's been interesting, yeah.
What impression have you got about the time slot?
Oh, I don't know. I would have obviously preferred a daytime, but I don't mind. There's not as many people about, so that's okay. But yeah, it's an adventure, and you know, if you go into it thinking you want Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you just wouldn't do it, would you? You know, and I said from day one I'll get some crazy slot, and you know, but yeah, I'm happy with it. Yeah, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
What is it about the project that appealed to you when you first heard about it?
Well, I heard about it quite a while before it came, because there was discussions about it for a while, I think, before. And because we live quite near Crosby, and we've been seeing the Iron Men many times and dressed them up in different clothes and do, you know, and like followed out. And my daughter's an art student, and she's done a lot on his work as well. So I just wanted to do it, but be a part of the art. And you know, like in years to come, it's still going to be available for people to see and things. And yeah, my grandchildren can come and see me, watch me on the plinth. Yeah, I think it's really good. It is just, what he does is just saw the box, isn't it? You know, he just doesn't just paint a picture. It's got to be something crazy, yeah. I love what he does.
When you first heard that you had a place in this project, how did that feel?
I was buzzing. I've been checking my emails, you know, on the first of the month, like getting up, checking them, and got, I think, the first one, obviously, I didn't get on. So when I got that slot, I was like, oh, God, really excited, and then saw what time it was, and then thought, oh, no. But then it was great, yeah. Oh, I was made up. I was just ringing everybody, because a lot of people don't, like, know about it, you know, but, and then you get people who you wouldn't think would know about it, and, oh, yeah, I know all about that. So, yeah, I was buzzing, yeah, excited.
What does it mean to you to be a part of this project and one of the 2,400 people in it?
I just feel honoured that there's so many people. I think it's up to about 33,000 now that have applied, and it's such a small percentage that get picked. And I was like, I don't know, I didn't think I would get picked, but I was really hoping I would. It's once in a lifetime, you know. How many people can go and stand on the plinth, you know, and be part of an artwork? You know, you go to an art gallery and you can see things and say, oh, I've been and seen the Mona Lisa, but not many people can say they've actually been a part of the art. Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah, it's really good.
Thinking about what you're going to do, has that taken up a lot of time? Have you had a lot of ideas, or how have you come to a decision about what you're doing?
Well, as soon as I found out I had a place, I was going to raise money somehow for somebody. Because it's such a public thing and it's so much publicity. And then when I heard about our local football team, Wigan Athletic, one of the ex-players, his daughter, she passed away 11 days old in the Children's Hospice in St Martin's, which is in Leeds. So then I wanted, he's raising money, doing a North Run, I think it is. So I wanted to raise money for the hospice in memory of Georgia, his daughter. But then I wanted to do something local for Wigan, you know, so there's a Wigan hospice, Children's Hospice. So I'm doing it for both of them. So it, from deciding what we were doing, it was then like getting people donate the helium. We got that, and we got balloons donated, and loads of people have just been donating. Wigan Athletic donated the shirt that I'm going to wear and printed it, and everybody's been really supportive. It's been really good, and I've got my time off work. And they was okay. They were like, it's charity, you know, everybody wants to help children, don't they? So yeah, it's been good.
And what exactly will you be doing on the print to raise awareness for these charities?
When people have been sponsoring and donating, they've been able to dedicate a balloon in memory of a loved one or somebody that's passed away, or not even somebody that's passed away, just somebody that means something to them. Like quite a few people have put the children's names on, and partners, but it's a lot of in memory of people. So they're on a card that are going to be attached to the balloon. And I'm hoping to release one balloon a minute for the 60 minutes. That's my plan anyway. So, and just hopefully wear the shirt, you know, and try and get a bit of awareness for the hospice, because they don't get enough money, they don't get enough government money, you know. I think they only get enough money to keep them open for about 6 weeks out of the 52, which is for children who are, you know, somewhere on the last days. It's just not good, it's not good enough.
Will you be talking about the cause at all, or will you just be...
I'll be trying, yeah, that's my plan. I had big posters for each charity, which I was going to put up at each end, but unfortunately they've not come with me. So I'm going to be writing things, you know, try and just promote the charities, really. Because it's only if anybody can donate a couple of pounds to it can buy a toy, you know, just for, keep a baby smiling, you know, in the last few days. It's, and the families as well, because they do so much for the families and the aftercare and everything. They're just brilliant. I'm lucky that I've never had any dealing with the Children's Hospice, you know, and I just couldn't imagine how bad it would be. But if I can help anywhere, I will.
And what's the impact that you'd like to have by going up on the plinth and doing this?
For the charities, do you mean? For anything.
Just generally, on the people watching or for the charities.
I just want people to realise the lack of funding that the charities have. You know, that the hospice have, because I think generally people don't realise. You talk about a hospice, and I think people think like the NHS, it's all government funded. You know, you can go to hospital. If you went into hospital and you got ill and passed away, it's fine. The government pay for that, but Children's Hospice, they don't. They've got to constantly raise money and rely on benefactors and donations and sponsors, and it's unbelievable how much they need, and they just don't get. I'm just hoping people will donate and help the children. Really, that's what it's about, the children, yeah.
Have you done things to support these charities, or is this the first time?
I donate, you know, like monthly. And also Action for Children as well, and I've sponsored people, but I've never actually done anything myself, because it's just taking that step to do something, and glass walking's going to be my next. I just don't, you know, it's having the courage to do something yourself and think people will sponsor you, but this is sort of one of them things. You can get the word out, you know, and it's been in our paper. We've got it in the papers, and the photographers came down, and it was really good. And so I've had a lot of people come in asking me questions about it. And so many people are surprised about the money aspect, that they don't get enough. Mm.
Have you got any expectations about what the island on the cliff will be like?
No, I just want to... excuse me. I want to go up there, if I can stay up there and enjoy it. excuse me, sorry. sorry. I want to go up and I want to enjoy it. But I want to just release everybody's balloons that I've, you know, and do things for the people that have donated and for the charities, obviously. But I just want to enjoy it. I want to stand up there and look round and see a view of London that not many people get. Yeah.
Can I ask what you do in your normal day-to-day life and working at the moment?
Yeah, I work for the NHS. I work as an admissions clerk and an interpreter clerk, service clerk, and book interpreters for the trust in where I work in Wigan, and list patients, you know, patients for operations, book their operation dates and things. And it's interesting. It is. A lot of interpreters, we get a lot more coming through these days, you know, but it's really interesting.
When you say interpreters, do you mean...
For the patients, yeah. If we get, like, we say a patient comes in, speaks Mandarin, obviously they need somebody straight away there, and then to, if it's a casualty situation. So we need to get somebody there, or if they've got a clinic appointment, obviously we can book it in advance, yeah. There's hundreds of different languages. but, yeah, it's really good, and... Because it must be so scary being, especially a child, can't speak the language and nobody else can tell them what's going on. So we always have to make sure there's somebody there for them. Mm.
What is it that you enjoy about your work?
Just, like, if... I know it's going to sound daft, but, you know, people are waiting for an operation. It might be a minor thing, it might be a serious thing. And just when they get the date for their operation and they ring up just for advice, just... And this, they, you know, they might ring up and say, you know, I know this seems stupid, but can I just ask you? And it, nothing seems stupid if you don't, you know, if you want to ask the question, it doesn't seem stupid. Just reassuring the people, you know, the patients, that's it, you know, and getting them what they need. Yeah.
What are the things that you like doing outside of work?
I do photography, yeah. Portraits of children, mostly in weddings, yeah. But that's just sort of a part-time thing to my job, yeah. And I watch Wigan Athletic, but apart from, obviously, my first priority is my family, my children, spending time with my children, yeah. Taking them swimming and playing, just any free time we get, we just do family together things, yeah. That's the main thing.
What are the things that are important to you in your life?
My children, my husband, my mum, my family more than anything. It's just my family being happy is the main thing. You know, that's anything after that is a bonus, really. Health and happiness for the family.
What have your family's reaction been to you going on the plinth?
Oh, they love it because my daughter's an art, like doing art, and my mum's convinced she's related to Anthony Gormley anyway. She's like, because her uncle was Lord Gormley from Wigan. So she, it's like, anybody she says, she tells him she's related. yeah, they love it. And my husband is made up. We do like doing crazy things every now and again. You've got to have a bit of adventure in your life, haven't you? Kids love it.
Have you done anything like this before?
Not an art thing, no, I've not done... Do you mean crazy things or art things? Well, I had a sort of a list, you know, what I'm going to do before I was 40. Obviously, this wasn't on it then because I was 40 before this came out. You know, like going to Glastonbury before I was 40, so I did that, and scuba diving and I mean, Northern Lights was on my list, but I never got there, unfortunately. So it was supposed to have stopped when I was 40, but it's just carrying on. Yeah, just people just think I'm mad. Not mad, but, you know, anything that's going, you know, if there's something out there, I'm there, do you know what I mean? It's, yeah.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of this project?
I think it's... Do you know the main thing after the money for the chip for the kids is knowing in 50 years, whatever, this is going to be available somewhere, I'm hoping, and my kids can take their kids and show them, and, you know, my grandchildren and my great, you know, it's like you're part of a living thing, living art, and, yeah, and I just think it's great. I think when I'm 80 and I want to come and look at it and see how mad I was when I was 40. That's what I'll be doing when I'm 80. That'll be on my list before I'm 80, go and see myself on the plinth.
And when you think about when you first heard about your hour and how you felt at that point and coming up to this moment now before going up, what's that journey been like?
It's been mad because you don't think it's ever going to get there, you know. It's flown. We got to yesterday and it was like, I can't believe it's got here so quick. And it was like, I've just been so excited about it. And people, as I say, you don't know about it, you've never heard. And they're like, what are you talking about? A plinth? Like a fire plinth? No. And then explaining it to them. I mean, I got to a point where I was just taking my newspaper that had been in the newspaper around to people. But then you get other people who are like really supportive and they're like, oh God, yeah, I really wanted to do it, but I didn't like applying and I wish I'd applied. And yeah, it's been fantastic. And then everybody, like the donations we've had and people, like Asda donating the helium and a balloon company donating the balloons and everybody, even like the big Dave Whelan, you know, who owns the JJBs, like donated the shirt. And it's like everybody's gets behind you, you know, it's really good.
And for you personally, when you come down from the plinth, what do you hope to gain from the experience?
Well, I hope I come down and I've enjoyed it. I mean, it's a serious thing raising the money for the hospices, but I want to enjoy it and I want to come down and I want to be like, yeah, I've done it, belting, and just go back and tell everybody, and because I know I'll just be boring people for weeks about it after it's done. And I'll be going home and I'll be watching my hour for about 100 days of my hour, it'll be. I'll be having it on MP3, playing it to everybody. Yeah, I can't wait to get up. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to saying I've done it, definitely.
Brilliant, well, thank you. I hope you have a good
one. Thank you.